The settlement would provide $2.7 billion in damages to former college athletes. It also allows Division I schools to share more than $20 million in revenue with players. Matthew Mitten is the head of the National Sports Law Institute at Marquette University. He told WPR's Wisconsin Today there's still a lot of unknowns.
Is it going to be just athletes in certain sports? It can't be just male athletes who get a share of the revenues because of Title IX, which requires gender equity.
UW-Madison's athletics department declined to speak about the settlement. Marquette Athletics did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.